Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Chav Zayin, five lines in the bottom of Daf Chav Vavim and Beis, and we are up to the fourth of seven different memories that Rabbah will teach us. And then, prior to the end of the parak, Rabbah will ask one Shaila, and the Gemara begins, V'am Rabbah, and Rabbah states, Zarek Tinek, Mereisha Gag, Ubar Achav, Ekibul B'sayif, Reuven throws a young child off of a rooftop, and ultimately, before it lands, Shimon kills it with a sword, plucked the Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir Rabbanon. This will be based on Machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir and Rabbanon. The Tanya, as we learned to the Brisa, Hako Asar Bnei Adab Asar Makles, if 10 people hit Reuven, and therefore he dies, it doesn't make a difference if there's 10 people hit him at one time, or they hit him one after the other, then all of them will be pater. And we continue on, and Rashi explains that since the Pasuk says, and the Chacham explained the Lashon of Kol Nefesh as Kol Nefesh, that they have to kill the entire person, and since this person was responsible for killing the entire Nefesh, therefore they're all going to be pater. However, the Brisa continues, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir, Eimer b'zeh hazeh, achron chayiv in pei shekir misasai. If all 10 people hit this person one after the other, then the last one that hits him will be chayiv, because he was the one that brought the misa closer. And as Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir chayiv, zeh shekibul b'sayif, min pei shekir misasai. And he explains what the Pasuk says, kol nefesh, it means as long as you killed any part of this nefesh, and you were the makir patish, and you were kir misasai. And therefore, in the case of Rava, certainly Reuven that threw the tinuk off of the rooftop will definitely be potter, as he didn't kill the child. And l'fidei chachamim, even Shimon will be potter from Misa, because he also was not the only cause of killing the child, and Shimon wasn't responsible for killing kol nefesh. However, l'fidei Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir, since he was kir misasai, therefore Shimon will be chay Misa. I in the bottom Taisus on Daf Chav and Beis, where Taisus states, l'idomi l'harik trefa de potter l'kuli alma, that certainly if someone kills a trefa, then they're going to be potter, even according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir. And Taisus says that this case is different, and I in the mafarshim had they explain what the difference is between the case of a trefa and the case of Rava, where Reuven threw the child off of the gag, and certainly this child was going to die. Rava continues, Boshar v'kibla b'kanav, if instead of Shimon killing this child, a shar that was moored came, it was makabal the child with its karen and with its horn and kills the child, plukta Rabbi Shmuel, b'deishu Rabbeichem Breka v'Rabbanon. In this case, this would be based on the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbeichem Breka and Rabbanon. The Tanya is willing to the Braisa, the Pasuk and Pashman Shpatim regarding Kaifa states, in Kaifa and the Rabbanon state that since the Pasuk says v'nasim pidyon nafshei, it's referring to the made nizik, they have to pay the value of the person that was killed. However, Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshar Rabbeichem ben Breka imed the made mazik, that the owner of the shor would pay his own value. And therefore, as Rashi says, Rabbi Shmuel da'am ha'kaifa b'mazik sheminon mishal and kaifa, that since you pay based on the value of the mazik, so in this case, even though the shor killed the child while it was about to die, there was still value to the mazik, and certainly you have to pay to the made mazik. But according to Rabbanon, that you evaluate based on the dead child, at the point that the shor killed this child, the child already did not have any value because it was about to die, upotter, and therefore you'd be potter legamri. However, in Rabbeinu Chananel, he actually learns exactly the opposite of Rashi. In Rabbeinu Chananel, four lines from where it gets wide states, Rabbanon, the Amri, Dmei Nizik, Chayyab, Balashar, Bekaifa, Sharei, Sharei, Harag, Lemaisa, his shor killed this child. However, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that holds it's based on Dmei Mazik, the reason why the Torah was mechayiv someone to pay based on their own value is because really the Torah felt that a person should be chayiv misa if his shor kills a person. However, the Torah had rachmanis on the person, and therefore they said instead of killing the person, you can pay kleifer based on your own value. L'fishalei osu ma'isi b'edayim, since you didn't do any ma'isi b'edayim, and it was only your shor that killed this person. And therefore, Rabbeinu Chananel explained that since we learned according to Rabbanon that Agin Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir, then in this case, even the person himself that killed the child would have been potter because Rabbanon learned that you have to kill kol nefesh, and therefore certainly in this case where he didn't actually kill the child and his shor killed the child, that certainly he'll be potter from kofar. And the Gemara continues with the fifth member of Rabbah, Amar Rabbah, Nafam Reisha Gag Benitka Beisha Chayi Bedal Varim, that if Reuven falls off a rooftop and there was a woman on the bottom and he's boil her, then he would be Chayi Bedal Varim, and as we will see in a moment, he'll be Chayi in Nezet Tzar Ripui and Sheves and not Boishes. And Rashi explains that the case was where he fell off the rooftop through a ruch mitzuyah, and therefore the case was we was karv lemezid. As we know, if it would have been a case of shogeg, although certainly is chayiv and nezek as ademur la'ilam, but as we stated on daf chafav and aleph, a person that damages b'shogeg is not chayiv in the other dalad varim and is not chayiv for tsaripui shevis or baishes. Rabbah continued, if the woman that is lying on the ground is his yivama, he would not be koinah. And Rashi points out that the chiddush is that even though we know that in mesechta yivamas we learned habal yivimtai bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid. Hanmila Hichdin Skabla Bias Isha Kharis, that is only where Yakavana Tabia, Avazelin Skabla Shumbia, Hilkhlaikana, therefore he would not be Kino, Vimchazva Osa Echim and Achim Ba Maima, Pasal of, and if one of the other brothers does Maim with her, then this brother will be Pasal to her. This Maisa Bia is not considered a Maisa at all, and therefore it didn't even Pasal her to the rest of the brothers, and they could go and do Maima and have Yibum with her. And the Gemara explains when we stated Chai B'Dalam Vram, Chai B'Nezek B'Tsar B'Ripu B'Shabbos, Av B'Shis Loi, but you're not going to be Chai B'Shis, because we will learn on that Pei Vav and Beis that in Chai V'Al B'Shis Ad Shei Miskaven, that the only way someone is Chai for B'Shis is only if they have Kavana to at least be Mazik the person. In our case, although Reuven is going to be Chai B'Nezek Tsar Ripu and Shabbos, and that's because Adam U'Loilam, and it's also that he fell Baruch Mitzuyah, and therefore it's Karv L'Mezin, but the Mais is still not enough to be Chai and B'Shis. Rabba continues and says a sixth din, Nafl Marisha Gag Ruach She'en Mitzuyah, if a person falls off a rooftop with a Ruach She'en Mitzuyah, the Hizik Ubiyesh Chayiv al Nezek Upotu B'dal Berm, and if he's Mazik someone and he Mivayish them, then he will be Chayiv al Nezek because Adamur La'ilam, and he's going to be Potu in Dal Berm, and since he only fell off this rooftop with a Ruach She'en Mitzuyah, therefore he was a Shoigig, and he's going to be Potu in Dal Berm. And keep in mind that we mentioned Machlekes between Tais and Ramban, if a person will be Chayiv or Potu on Inis Gomor, according to Ramban, and hold that a person even chayiv in his gomor, so it makes sense over here that even though he fell with ruach shein mitzuyah, he's still going to be chayiv for hezek. However, according to Taisus, we have to say that falling through a ruach shein mitzuyah is not considered in his gomor, and that's why he chayiv al hezek. And Rabbi continues, ruach mitzuyah, if Reuven falls off the rooftop through a ruach mitzuyah of a hezek and he mazik someone ubiyesh and he embarrassed them chayiv b'dal varm or patal beishes. In this case, you'll be chayiv in dal varm because this was karv lemezid since you fell ruach mitzuyah, but you'll be patal beishes because lemaisa you were not niskaven to be mazik the person, and therefore there's no chiyuv for b'shis. However, Rabbi continues with misapech, if while Reuven is falling, he turns his body in a way to make sure that he falls on top of Shimon in order to soften the blow and in order to soften his fall, chayiv afal b'shis. In that case, since he had kavana to fall on Shimon, therefore he will be chayiv for b'shis. And even though his kavana was not to embarrass Shimon, but the only intent that is required in order to be mechayiv someone for b'shis is only that the person wanted to be mazik someone, or that he actually wanted to fall on this person, and since in this case his kavana was to fall on Shimon, therefore he's chayiv and b'shis, even though the kavana was not to embarrass Shimon. And as Rashi says, the kavana isn't that you had to have kavana that you want to be mazik Shimon, but in skava limpal ala adam l'hanasai, and he did so for his own hana that he should soften his blow and to use Shimon to cushion his fall. And the Gemara continues that how do we know that b'negei busha that's based on kavana and not based on kavana to be mevayish the person? Tanya, we learned to the brisa, and the brisa will discuss the pasuk and pasuk Say that states ki yinotzu anoshim yachtav ish va'ochi v'korva ish se'echa v'hatzalas isha miyad makeu v'sholch yodav v'chzik v'mavushav. So Reuven and Shimon were fighting, and Reuven's wife comes to save Reuven, and she grabs hold of oisim mokum of Shimon, and this way she's mevaya Shimon. The Gemara now state that really the Torah could have said v'sholch yodav v'mavushav, and didn't have to say v'sholch yodav v'chzik v'mavushav, and therefore the Gemara says mimashu shenam v'sholch yodav any idea shehechzik ma tamalim v'chzika. And the Brisa tells us lemelcha this comes to teach you, Kivin Shiz Gavel Hazik, that once a woman had Kavana to be Mazik Shimon, Afal Pishal in this Gavel Vayish, even though her Kavana and her intent was not to be Vayish him, she still will be Chayiv to pay for Baishas. And the Gemara continues with the seventh member of Rabba, of Amar Rabba, Nich Lega Chelas Aliba Yomeis Pata, that if Reuven places a coal on the heart of Shimon and Shimon dies, that Reuven will be Pata. And since Shimon is a Bardas, so Shimon should have taken the coal off his heart, and therefore Reuven is not going to be Chayiv. However, Al Bigdai Benisar Chayiv, if Reuven places a coal on the beged of Shimon and it burns his beged, then Reuven will be chayiv. And as Rashi says, the hadle sulka, the reason why Shimon did not take the coal off, sova at bin le bedina viyaparli, he felt that he would be able to go and take Reuven to Bezdin and get paid back, and therefore he didn't have responsibility to go and put himself in danger in order to take the coal off of his beged. And the Gemara continues, Rava says tavayu tanani, both of these dinim that Rabbi just mentioned are actually in different mishnayos. As aliboy, when you place a coal on the heart of a person, the tana, as we learn in Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin, if someone puts pressure on someone and they push them into a fire or they keep them held down in water and they can't get up and then that person dies, then Reuven will be chayiv, and the reason is because he couldn't get up. However, if Reuven pushes Shimon into a fire or into water and Shimon really would have been able to get up and Shimon doesn't get up and therefore he dies, Reuven will be Potter, and that's exactly like the case of Rabba Bigdai and the case of Bigdai, where we said that Reuven will be chayiv. It's not as we were learning in the Mishnah on Daf Sadek Beis Amin Aleph, Karas Ksusi. If Shimon says to Reuven, saying you could rip my beged or shavas kti, you could break my keli chayiv, that Reuven still chayiv. Al menas lufta pata. However, if Shimon says to Reuven that he could break it and you will be pata, then Reuven will be pata. And Rashi explains chayiv the hori kamalei im tirza kara v'shalim. If you want to rip it, you could rip it, but you'll have to pay. Al pirshloy al menas lufta pata. But if you've been farish that you'll be pata, then certainly you could be pata. And we see that even though Shimon said to Reuven to rip his ksus or to break his keli, that still Reuven is chayiv, as Shimon just meant, I'll take you to Bezin and I'll be able to get paid and reimbursed. And finally, after Rabbah brought 7 different members, now the Gemara brings one shayla of Rabbah. What would be a din if Reuven places a coal on the heart of Shimon's Eved? Certainly there's no question that since an Eved is badas, therefore the Eved should have taken this coal off of his body and he shouldn't have died, and therefore you keep him chayiv Reuven Misa for killing the Eved. However, the shayla is, would Reuven have to pay Shimon for the loss of his Eved? As Lemaisa, although it's true, Benegeya the Eved himself, he should have taken off, but maybe we would say that Benegeya the Adon, we would not have that Svara, and Reuven would still be Chayiv. And the Gemara explains, Kegufei Dami, do we say that the Eved is like the body of the master? Therefore, since the Eved should have taken the Gechelos off his heart, therefore Reuven will be Potter even to Shimon. Or you can remind the Dami, what do we say? That's as if he placed a Gechelos on the beggar of his friend, and therefore Reuven will be Chayiv to pay for Shimon's loss. Rabbi continues, Intim Slam Kegufei Dami, if you will respond to my first Shaila, that the Eved is like the body of Shimon, and therefore Reuven will be Potter, so maybe that's because the Eved is a Bardas, and he could remove the coal. However, Shayomau, what will be if Reuven placed the coal on Shimon's Shar? And the Gemara states, Hada Pashto, that Rabbah was Pashto to Shaila, Abdu Kegufei, and Shayokur Mainai, that Benegeya Eved is like the body of Shimon, and therefore since the Eved should have taken the coal off, Reuven will be Potter. However, as Rashi states, Shayokur Mainai, Shayim Bidasal Salko, Vichayim, that even if it would have been possible for the Shar to shake the coal off its body and therefore save itself, but the Maisa doesn't have das to do so. Therefore, in this case, Reuven will be chayiv to pay for the Demei Shar to Shimon. And keep in mind that we learned this sugya according to Shitas Rashi. However, Ayin Taisis Dibel Maschach Lenir Kachelas Aliv Avdai Kasheva Kafas Rabbi Oymet Etzloyari, that we're talking about a case where the Eved was tied up and the master was standing next to the Eved, and the master could have taken the Kachelas off of the Eved and saved the Eved. Taisis continues and explains in Mayush Lemesa Eved El Huzik that the case was that the Eved did not die, but the Eved was damaged. As in this case, we could have a suffix that maybe the master would leave the coal on the Eved, because although the Eved will be damaged, but Lemaisa, he knew that he would be paid back for any damages. However, Taisa doesn't want to learn like Rashi that the Eved died, because in that case, it's Pashut that someone should take off the coal off of the Eved, and therefore, certainly Reuven will not be Chayiv. And we begin the third parak and the new Mishnah. If Reuven places a pitcher down in Rishis Rabim, and then Shimon comes and trips on it, and he breaks the pitcher, Potter, and Shimon will Potter, although he caused a hezek to the pitcher, and he broke the pitcher, and if Shimon got damaged because of the pitcher, then the owner of the barrel will be chayiv for the hezek that he caused to Shimon. And the Gemara begins, our Mishnah begins by discussing a pitcher, and then it ends by discussing a chavis, by discussing a barrel. And the Gemara continues and asks for Tanan Nami, and we also learn in the Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph Beis Zeba B'Chavisai V'Zeba B'Karasai. Reuven is walking with Shish Rabim with his barrel, and Shimon is walking with Shish Rabim with a beam. Nishbur Kadosh Zeh B'Karash Zeh, and Shimon's beam breaks the pitcher of Reuven. Pato, then Shimon will be Pato. Pasu B'Chavis V'Sayim B'Kad. Once again, in that Mishnah, the Mishnah starts off by speaking about a barrel, and then it ends off by speaking about a pitcher. But Tanan Nami, and we'll also learn on Daf Kavtes Dov Zeba B'Chavisai Shel Yain V'Zeba B'Kadosh Shel Dvash, that Reuven's coming with his barrel of wine, and Shimon has a pitcher of honey, and as Rashi points out, that honey is more expensive than wine. So if Shimon's barrel of honey breaks, and therefore he's in danger of losing the expensive honey, and in order to save the honey, Shimon spills out his wine, and he catches the honey inside his barrel. Mishnah teaches us that Reuven only has a right to the schar that he would get like a regular pile, and for the use of his keli. However, Rashi says that the owner of the dvash would not have to pay him for the value of the wine they spilled out. And once again, the Mishnah Daf Kuf Desvav, Pasul B'Kad V'Sayim B'Chavis, it started off and said V'Zeba B'Kad Shel Dvash, and then it said Nistik Chavis Shel Dvash, and therefore we start off with Kad and we end off with Chavis. Amar Papa Hainu Kad Hainu Chavis. Our Papa explains that the Lashon Kad and Lashon Chavis are interchangeable, and the Gemara explains L'may Nafkamina L'Mekka Chomemka, that there would be Nafkamina for Mekka Chomemka, and we'll explain what this means in a moment. And the Gemara states, Hechidami, what are you referring to? Ilayim Ba'asu the Kad Le Karu Chavis. If we're talking about about a place where when referring to a small pitcher, you wouldn't call it a chavis, but chavis lekaru kada, and when speaking about a larger barrel, you would not call it a kad, halikarla. When Mai said these words are not interchangeable, and they have a specific meaning, and therefore, of course, it would not have an afkamino for mechamemka, and letuichad ruba karla lekada kada lechavit chavita, that although most people in the city call it a pitcher, any barrel a barrel, the economy to karla chavita kada, however, there are some that call a chavis a kad, lekada chavita, and they interchange the usage of these words, maurotim mazil basruba, and you would think that maybe we should go basarayim, and since most people are careful to make sure to call a barrel a chavis and a pitcher a kad, so a buyer and a seller certainly can't claim that they didn't mean what they said, and therefore we would say that if someone says I want to buy a chavis, then they specifically meant to buy a barrel, and if someone says that they wanted to buy a pitcher, they specifically meant to buy a pitcher. We continue on daf chav zayin rabeis kamash blon, and therefore the chiddush of our mishnah is the in holcha b'mamon acharayv, and as Rashi says heichlu mistafkla milsa kagayin hocha. For example, in the case we have a suffix, then we would not follow with the rayv, and we would also have to take into account the miut and call a pitcher a chavis and call a barrel a kad. L'maisa, what is the nafkamina? So Rashi brings one nafkamina at the bottom of daf chav zayin rabeis. That if there's a shayla after they already transacted, and for example, Reuven said to Shimon, I want to buy a chavis, and Reuven already made a kinyan and already paid, and then Shimon turns to Reuven and gives him a pitcher, and he says that when you said you want to buy a chavis, I meant to sell you a pitcher, and this is all you're entitled to. So the din is that since some people in this town call a pitcher a chavis, in this case, Shimon is the muchzik, therefore we say, and therefore Reuven would have to accept the pitcher, and he would not be able to claim that he only wanted to buy a barrel. And Chavisa points out that we also have nafkamina in the opposite case. Shimon said to Reuven, I'm going to sell you a kad, and then they made a kinyan with the suda, and Reuven still did not pay Shimon, and the lekech lost his damim, and the lekech promised to give money. Reuven could say that when you said that you're going to sell me a kad, I thought you meant that you're going to sell me a barrel. I'm not going to give you the money until you give me a barrel. Once again, since in this case Reuven is the muchzik, therefore Hamaisim Chaveir Raya, and Reuven would have to pay Shimon unless Shimon actually delivers a barrel. And when Rashi stated Hechel Mistafkel Milsa Kegayin Hacha, Rashi seems to be saying that it's only weird as a shaila as to what they actually meant. However, certainly in a case where they both knew what they were talking about, then certainly someone can say that since in the Velt someone may call a kad a chavis or a chavis a kad, therefore I can now make this claim, as of course that would not work. Rashi continues and compares this to the case on daf memvav v'mlav of a mecha shalach haver v'nimsa nachin. Reuven sells a shor to Shimon, and they find out that the shor is an achin and is a muad lo yamin and basru bazil v'lechrisha kano v'havitais. Over there, we don't say that you go basarayv, and since most people use shvarim to plow, therefore it's considered a mechatais. Elamina mitz bechaver l'vrayav v'yachalaim le l'shchita mechatulach. And Shimon could say that since I'm the muchzik, there is a myriad of people that buy animals in order to shech them. Therefore, mitz bechaver l'vrayav, and it's not a mechatais. However, I the Gemara and Menav, that this is actually machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, and it seems that Rashi is passing like Shmuel. However, Ayin and Taisis and the Chav Zayin Menav, where he brings down the same case as Rashi, and he says that even according to Rav, Rav would agree in our case. The only reason why Rav is chaylik on Shmuel in the case and Daf Menav al benim sinak and leimotzi amem meicha kimli benafsheich shatim minamiyot is zavul nachsa the ad Rabbi yomer. And also, Ayin Taisis was bothered. L'chera, how could we have a shayla if the person meant to buy a pitcher or he meant to buy a barrel? If l'chera, look at the value and the price that they set, and we'll be able to tell if he meant to buy a barrel or if he meant to buy it a cheaper kad. His answer is in the first of the wide lines. We're talking about a case where the value of the kad was a very similar price to the demei achavis. Ayin Taisis brings a second teretz as well, Ayin Sham. And Tesrud explains our Gemara, Kamashmon, the In Hokum Mamacharev, the Rubim Chazaka, the Mina, Chazaka Adifi, Behemin Mamel, Chazkasai, Vamitim Chaber, Oliver Raya. And the Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah that stated, Hamnech Sakabishis Rabin, if Reuven placed his pitcher in Rishis Rabin, Ba Achav Niska, Ba Vishavra, Pata, and then Shimon comes and trips on the pitcher, and he breaks the pitcher, that Shimon will be Pata. Gemara is bothered, on my Pata, why would Shimon be Pata? He should look out where he's going, and of course, as we know, Adamur Lailam, we learned, Bein b'shoigig and bein ba'inis, and l'chayr, this should be no worse, and he should be chayiv. The Gemara will bring four terutzim. Number one, Amri de Be'rav, that we said in the yeshiva Rav, and the Gemara states that Amri Rav is referring to Rav Nuna, Mishmei de Rav, and he said this over the name of Rav, v'mal v'shis Rav kula chavis. is that the case of the Mishnah is talking about Reuven lined the entire Rosh Hashanah Rabbim with barrels, and therefore it was impossible for Shimon to actually be careful, and that's why he'll be potter. The Gemara continues with the second Teret, Shmuel Amar Bafelu Shanu. Shmuel explains that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the person tripped on this barrel during the nighttime, and it was impossible for Shimon to see it, and that's why he'll be potter. Teis points out that even though we learned previously that a person is chayav an oinus as well, however, since it's at night, therefore it's an oinus gomor and loyber rachmana, and that's not included. However, according to Ramban, lechari will be a little bit shver. Why is it that in this case you would be pata if, according to Ramban, a person is even chayav an oinus gomor? And the Shittim and Kubetzis brings for Rabbeinu Yonason the reason why Shmuel stated about Feilu Shanu and didn't say it was belayla loylam biyoyim belayla chayav the belayla leyune da filu belayla hariyachal lirais ba'oyin shel kechavim el belayla shohar shemayim miskashim ba'ovim. We're talking about a case where it was so dark and it was a cloudy night, and therefore there wasn't even the light of the moon or stars. And it could be that Rabbeinu Yonason is coming to explain why is it a case of oinus gomor. And the Gemara continues with the third Teretz, Rabbi Yechon Amar B'Karen Zavis. Rabbi Yechon says that our Mishnah is talking about a case where this barrel was placed by Reuven at a corner, and right where there was a turn in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That is the reason why it was impossible for him to actually notice it, and that's why Shimon will be pata. And the Gemara continues, Amar Papa Leidekem Masisin El Oikah Shmuel Oikah Rabbi Yechon. Our Mishnah is meduyik either like Shmuel or like Rabbi Yechon. The Ikur Rab, because according to Rab, my Iri Niskal Afilu Shavinami, that L'Chayra according to Rab, where Reuven placed his barrels all across the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and there was no way to actually pass through. So it's not only a din of Loi Boile Liune, but it's also a din that even if Shimon would want to get through, he could actually go and be a dayim, break a barrel in order to go through the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, as Reuven had no right to block the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in this manner. However, certainly according to Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon, that we're talking about a case where it was at night or it was Bekaren Zavis, then certainly Shimon did not have the right to break the barrel, and it was only that he was going to be pata if he tripped on it and he broke the barrel. And the Gemara answers, Amar Zvid Mishmed Rava, Rav Zvid said, is the name of Rava, the Hu Adin Dafilu Shava, that according to Rav, in a chinami, Shimon would even be pata if he goes ahead and he breaks a barrel, behind the Tani Niskal, and the reason why the Mishnah spoke about a case where Shimon tripped on the barrel and he was pata, I had a bite of Mr. Sefer, since the town of the Mishnah wanted to speak about the Sefer, and the case of the Sefer was, Vim Huzukba, that if Shimon got hurt from this barrel, Bachavis Chayab Niskai, then the owner of the Chavis will be chayav to pay for Shimon's damages to Dafka Niskal. Over there, certainly, it's Dafka in a case where Shimon actually tripped over this barrel, and that's where Reuven will be chayav, Aval Shavaloi. But if Shimon went ahead and broke the barrel, and based on breaking the barrel, piece of the barrel went and flew into Shimon, and it hurt Shimon, then certainly Reuven will not be chayav. My time, who does Ganashe, because certainly Shimon caused this damage to himself, and therefore Reuven will be put in that case. And since the din of the Sefer is only relevant to the case of Niskal, therefore, in order to have symmetry in the Mishnah, we also spoke about Niskal in the Reisha, even though the Firav in the Reisha, if Shimon would go and be a dayan and break the Keli, Shimon would still be putter, and as the Gemara states, Ketani Reisha Niskal, and that's why in the Reisha we spoke about a case of Niskal. The Gemara continues and brings a fourth teretz to the question that the Gemara started off with, that why would Shimon be putter in our Mishnah if he Bailei Luyunei Umezel, and Omri Rab Abba Rabashi, it's Rab Abba Set Rabashi, Hachi Am Marava, this is what they stated in the West in Eretz Yisrael, Mishmed Rab Ula, in the name of Rab Ula, and Samagar, it's Rabbi Loi, Lefisha Indak as it's not normal for a person to walk in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and to be ma'ayin every step that he takes to make sure nothing is blocking his path. And as Rashi says, Rabbi Loi is explaining that we don't have to say our Mishnah is dafka talking about a case where this occurred at night or is a Karen Zavis, and even if it would be daytime outside and it would be light, even so Shimon will be pata. And even though we'll have a Mishnah that if Reuven creates a bar and a shar falls into the bar during the daytime, then Reuven will be pata. And why don't we say that it's not normal for a person or an animal to look where they're going, and therefore Reuven should be chayev because he caused the shar to be damaged. And Taisus explains the shar ain't a lamata, that since the shar's eyes are always looking downwards, and therefore it's more usual for a shar to be able to look around his surroundings and make sure he doesn't fall into a bar. However, an Adam is looking forward, and therefore the klal is in dakan shabbat Adam l'spainim b'drachim, and that's why the lashon Rabbi Loi is meduyik, as he says in dakan shabbat Adam l'spainim b'drachim. And the Gemara continues, have Udam ben Adar. There was a story that occurred in Adar, and right now the Gemara thinks that we're talking about a scenario where Reuven placed a keli in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and it was during the daytime, and Shimon tripped on that keli and broke the keli. Since this occurred during the daytime, v'chayiv Shmuel, and therefore Shmuel was mechayiv Shimon to pay, as the only reason why Shmuel said that our Mishnah states that Shimon is pata is only because it occurred occurred at night, but since this occurred during the daytime, then Shimon should have seen it, and therefore Shimon is chayiv, and Pavlisa v'chayiv Rabba, and the same occurred in Pavlisa, and Rabba was mechayiv them, and the Gemara explains, Bishlam Shmuel Kishmaitzi, as we explained, the coin to Shmuel makes sense, because since the only time they said that Shimon is potter is at night, and in this case it was during the daytime, and therefore Shmuel was mechayiv Shimon to pay, and the Gemara is, Elu Rabba Lema Kishmuel Sfile, would you say that it's a raya that Rabba holds like Shmuel? He holds generally in Shis Rabbim, a person has to be Leune Umezel, and he doesn't hold the Sfora that Rabbi Abba brought from Rabbi Ula or Rabbi Loi, that even during the daytime, Shimon should be Patal, if he's Shaitan Dakh Shabin Adam, Lispain Bidrachim. And keep in mind that although the Gemara said that El Rabba Lema Kishmuel Sfile, it doesn't mean that Rabbi Dafka holds like Shmuel, it means he would hold like either of the first three Terutim, either like the Amri Debe Rab, that we're talking about Malav Shis Rabbim Kul Chavis, or like Shmuel Bafel Shanu, or like Abichim Bekaran Zavis, and just coming Lafuke from the Teretz of Rabbi Loi, Lefishain Dakash Ben Adam, Lispain Bidrachim. And the Gemara answers, Amra Papa, Papa states, Kanada Tzara Havid, the Kun of Shuskavi, Boyle Lune, Mazel, the Papa explains that really Rabba could hold that our Mishnah is talking about a regular case that was daytime, and still Shimon was Patal, Lefishain Dakash Ben Adam, Lispain Bidrachim. But over here, we're talking about a very specific case that although it was during the daytime, however, it was at the time that people would be going to the olive press in order to press the olives, and therefore there was a lot of traffic in the Rishus HaYochid. While people were waiting for the olive press, they would leave their kelim in the Rishus Rabbim, and since during that time it was normal to do so, so in that period of time, it is normal for a person to be Mispain Midrachim, and therefore it was Yibayle Lune Mezel, and that's why specifically in this case, Rabba stated that Shimon would be Chayev to pay for the damage that he caused to this barrel. But in a Chanami, according to Rabba, it's possible that if it would be just a standard case and it was during the daytime, then Shimon would still be Potter, as the Mishnah could still be talking about that case, and in Dak and Shabbat Adam Mispain Midrachim. The Gemara continues, and Rashi explains that our Gemara will be talking about the amount that someone has to pay for Baishas, and some explain that this amount will include the amount that the person has to pay for Baishas as well as for Tzar. And the Gemara starts, Shalach Rav Chisa Rav Nachman, Rav Chisa said to Rav Nachman, Hari Amalu Kuva Shalish, we know that if someone kicks someone with their knee, then they're chayav to pay three sloyim for the Baishas, it will be Ita Chamish, and Beita is more of an embarrassment, and if you kick someone, you'd be chayav five sloyim, and Vilis and Karis, Shalish Esrei, and if someone hits someone with the saddle of a donkey, then you'd be chayav 13 sloyim. Rashi states, Lins However, Rabbeinu Chananel says, Snekeres, Pirish HaKor Be'egrav Tachas Lechyav, that a person punches someone with his fist underneath his cheek. And although in all these cases it was Pasha to Rav Chista, but Rav Chista is Rav Nachman, L'padna demora, L'kapina demora mai, what would be a din if someone hits someone with the handle of a shovel or with the blade of the shovel? What would the amount be that it would be chayiv for Baishis? And the Gemara tells us, Shalach Leis, Rav Nachman sent back to Rav Chista, Chista, Knasa Kamagbis Bebavel, that Rav Chista, how can you be Goyvo Knas Bebavel? We know that since there's no smicha in Bavel, therefore we're in Goyvin Knas Bebavel, and Emily Gufa of the Hechava, but tell me what the story is, and therefore I could pass him what the din is. So Shalach Leis, so Rav Chista sent back to Rav Nachman, that who got Gusa to Beit Rei, there was a water cistern that belonged to Shufim, and there wasn't enough water to feed both of the fields on every single day. The Chol Yoyim have a Dolly Chabinau, and every day one of the partners would use that cistern, and Asachad could Dolly be Yemi Dolly Delay, and Reuven came and started using the cistern on a day that did not belong to him. Amalei Yemi Diyu. So Shimon said to Reuven that it's my day, Le Ashkepe, and Reuven did not listen. Shokel Padad Mara Machia, and Shimon took the handle of his shovel and he hit Reuven with it. The Gemara tells us, Amalei, so Rav Nachman said to Rav Chista that you don't even have a shaila as to what the dinner has been a gay abashis. Lemaisa, Shimon is going to be potter completely as Mei Padu Padal Machia. Even if Shimon had to hit Reuven 100 times in order to protect his asset, he could do so. The Gemara continues that, of course, Rav Nachman, as we will see in a moment, holds that Ovid Inishdin Lafshei, but Rav Nachman told Rav Chista that Filamanda Amaloi Ovid Inishdin Lafshei, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who argues on me, and he holds that a person cannot go and do a din for himself, and he has to go to Bezin. However, B'makom Seida Ovid Inishdin Lafshei, in a situation such as over here, where if Shimon would go to Bezin and he would have to wait to take Reuven to Bezin, then as Rashi says, that either during the time that Shimon goes to Bezin, he will not be able to see how much water Reuven actually took, or there wasn't enough water, and therefore Shimon will completely lose out. And in this case, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree to me that Ovid Inish Dil Nafshei. And the Gemara continues, Kipligi, where's the machlekes, Hechad Lekab Seida, where is the loss or potential loss? Rabbi Yehuda Amale Ovid Inish Dil Nafshei, Yehuda holds that even if the person will actually come out with the proper din, he should still not do so by himself, and he should go to a dayin. However, Rabbi Nachman Oma Ovid Inish Dil Nafshei, the Kivin the Bedin Ovid Loitarach, that since he's doing a proper din, he's actually going based on the proper halacha, then there's no reason for him to be matriach and go to Bezin. And two quick points. First of all, Tyson Dil Maskal Hari Amru Lur Kuvish Lesha points out, Yesh Mefashim, the Oni Shib Yisrael Kama, Avachim, Akolvim, and Vaish Mem Espayish, that these shirim that we gave in the Gaya Baishis is only for a poor person. person, and therefore his busha is less. However, if someone has greater busha, then certainly this amount would fluctuate and would be higher. However, then Taisa brings another pshat, that our Gemara is not bringing the minimum share, and is actually bringing the maximum amount that you have to pay for bishas, and therefore when the Gemara gives any amount and is speaking about bishas, we're always talking about the maximum amount and not the minimum amount. And also Ayin Teis Dibur Maslo Knasa Kamagbis Bebavol, that he points out that L'chira Hakar Nachman Seitra Chista, that this is a knas and we're not doing dina knasas in Bavol. If L'chira dina bishas is not a dina knas, and certainly it's based on the person's actual bishas and not just a set amount. And Teis explained, although it's not a classic case of knas, but it's milsav lespa chasar and kis, that since the person didn't actually have a loss of money, therefore loy of dina shluchasayo is not considered that they're doing the shlichus of the bnei Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we wouldn't judge such dinim in Bavel either. And that's what Rav Nachman meant to say, Rav Chista, and we will stop over here.